Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hi, everyone. I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
So, Catherine, today we're going to cover a topic about giving job references.
Ooh, hot topic.
Which we're asked to do frequently. Mm-hmm. So giving a job reference can be a pleasure if you like the person and really appreciate the quality of their work.
Yes, it can be.
Yeah, but what happens when you're asked to give a reference on someone whose work product you think is not so good?
Ooh.
It's a problem.
Tricky.
And that's our first question. And then our second question, what do you do when a coworker asks you to serve as a reference and you don't think very highly of them?
You know, these are two very sticky situations. And in thinking about it, I actually remember being put in each of these positions.
Right.
But we won't talk about that now.
You better talk about it later. All right, let's just get to it, Logan. What's question number one?
I was recently called to give a reference on a former coworker whose work was subpar and who I couldn't stand working with. She left our company a year ago, and I was glad when she left. I didn't feel that I could honestly give a positive reference. How should I handle this call?
It's really tough. I mean, the reference checker is going to ask the questions.
Right.
It's not like you have to get on the phone and spew. And a lot of companies don't give character references. It's a character we're concerned about because a regular reference check would just be, did they work there in fact? And what are the dates? And what was their job description?
Yeah.
And they can also ask salary. But they don't. A lot of companies will not give anything more than that.
Right.
So if you work in a company that does give character references, you can just say, I can't speak to that, like depending on their questions that they ask.
Yeah.
They didn't work directly with them. I didn't have that kind of contact with them. You can say things like that. Basically, you can give sort of a non-answer so that it's not really helpful.
What if you really want the person not to be hired?
Well, there's a problem with that. You can be sued if you get in the way of somebody becoming hired. So you don't necessarily want to give a bad referral. You just omit and say, we can't really answer that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. And so in a way, you know, if
very frustrating if you'd like to render justice. I'm feeling frustrated right now.
Oh, yeah, well, you can say
she
whatever you
terrible
want.
Terrible because of X, Y, and Z. You won't believe what she did when she worked here a year ago.
Exactly. But I think to your point, of course, when it's a professional reference, you're going to be very careful. You have to be careful.
Look, if you don't like the person, then you should not give a glowing reference. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just by omitting and saying, I'm not really the right one to ask, I don't really know. I stay out of the fray. By saying things like that, they'll get the picture.
Can you send them a lexicon that explains what you mean when you? I'm not the person to ask means don't hire them at all costs. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really tough. You know, we have a client who hired somebody, and they did get a reference on this person, and the reference said negative things, but they said it in a nice way.
Ouched.
Right, so that he didn't really get it until after living with her for 6 months.
Right.
And then he realized, that's what they meant.
Right. So that's a good question. Like, what if someone says, I'm not in a position to say, or what else can you say that's totally lukewarm?
Well, now you know why companies have policies we don't give character references.
Yes.
Because this can get sticky. You know, anyone who checks references, who gets a non-reference from you, knows that you didn't like them.
Right.
It's pretty understood. I mean, people that check references have usually...
I know that.
Right.
Yeah.
Have either of you been asked to give a reference for someone and you didn't feel like...
Yes. Yes, definitely. I once told somebody they weren't asking me the right questions because I just answered her questions and they were all the woman's strengths.
Yeah.
And she wasn't asking me the right questions. And I said, you're not really asking me the right questions. And she said, just answer the questions I'm giving you. She didn't really want to hear.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was really interesting.
I think there's also a demarcation here between corporate questions, references, answers, and small business references and answers, because I know there are situations where we've been very candid in positive terms about individuals whose work we can vouch for, so to speak.
Right.
And that's a pleasure to do, right? And I do think also sometimes small business owners will tell each other the truth about what their experience is with
That
you agree that's been your experience as well?
Yeah, oh, definitely. I think, you know, small businesses cannot afford a bad hire.
Right.
So usually I've had people say to me, look, I'm a small business. I can't afford another wrong hire. So tell me the truth. What's up with this person?
Right.
And when it's calls like that, I will tell the truth.
Okay.
And they still sometimes get the job because they feel they can live with that because nobody's perfect. And most of the time they don't.
And because often business owners hire when they're under complete duress and they have to get someone in the door immediately.
But if this is a problem for you, most companies have a no character reference policy and it's becoming more and more the norm.
Yeah.
Because this is really tricky. But, there are many companies that will continue to call everyone in the company till they get a character reference.
That's
interesting. Because they really want to know.
Right. Well, you do, right?
Yeah.
Because we often say you hire for skill, but you pay for personality. Mm-hmm. And really, it's the work behaviors that are going to make or break your experience as an employer.
So true. It's all about the people.
This is why we have this podcast.
Yeah. My crazy office. This is a tough one.
My crazy reference.
I know too many people that say they did the reference checks, but they really didn't do them well.
Right.
I don't even know if you can do it well. It all depends on the person on the other end.
Right. If you're getting lukewarm responses, but you're saying if you're the person checking the reference and you get a totally lukewarm
that's
response,
not a good sign.
It's telling you there's something wrong here.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Basically.
Right. Or if I have a candidate who doesn't have very many references,
yeah,
then I know I have a problem. Or all of the references are coworkers, not bosses. I have a problem.
Right. Or they're all companies that have folded.
Well, the companies have folded and the people that can't have no idea where they are. And that, I find that very suspicious. You know, that everyone you worked with is dead. I mean, there's something wrong here.
Tragic company accident.
Or went to the Florida Keys and is no longer
right. They take no
traceable.
Calls. But I've seen it. I've seen people with no references and bad references. It's a problem.
Yeah.
It's a really big problem. You have to not burn bridges so that you have excellent references if you want to move forward in your career. You really do. You must develop good references. I bet you have good ones, Catherine. Did you know she is a fabulous one?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Kathy, I think you would be a reference for me, and you have good references.
That's true.
No, you have excellent ones. So but that's the beauty of being self-employed, right, is that the references are reflected in your customers, your clients being loyal and using you again and referring other people. Really your reference.
On every proposal, I put references on, whether people ask or not.
Yeah.
And I never even have to call those people to say, look, I gave it your number.
Yeah.
Because we know what they're going to say.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, no, we're very lucky like that. How about you? You've got some good references?
I have a couple.
Yeah. It's important to develop them. So,
the general message is how this individual should handle this call regarding this person whose work product they don't think is good, subpar, is to be very neutral.
Right.
Just wait to see what the questions are that you are being asked. If you can't answer, you say, I'm not in the position to answer that question.
I don't know, and I didn't work with them in that capacity.
Yeah.
I'm not comfortable speaking to that. I don't really know. I think that would be a real red flag.
Yeah.
Without saying anything.
Right. Good.
Yeah.
Has anybody ever gone to their reference and said that they felt that they gave them a bad reference?
You know, I don't know. There are actual services, though, that you can hire to call your references to see if they're high quality or not. Mm. I mean, I think if you have to hire someone to do that, you don't have good references. Like, that's really not a good thing. But it's happened.
Right. So the moral of the story
just
is
move
develop.
On.
Yeah. Yeah. Develop good references. Make sure you know who you're giving, whose name you're giving, and what they think of your work product.
Yeah, I mean, they could be retired. They could be living in a retirement community in Alaska. They'll, you know, they should still be your reference if they worked with you and they can speak to...
And speak your language or speak a common... You share a common language. Somehow I was thinking if they can speak clearly for the other person to understand what they're saying.
Oh, if they're not, like, close to the grave, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, the people you work for can start early in your career. It doesn't just have to be the latest.
Right. Mm-hmm. Which is another good point, that maybe as you're leaving a job, especially when you're leaving on a good note, to always check and ask, would you be willing to serve as a reference
right.
in the future for me?
Right. And, you know, if you...
You can stockpile references.
It's true. And mm-hmm. if you did have a good relationship with somebody, they will always give you a reference.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be back with question number two.
Ever feel like you or your company could use a 20-minute therapy session? Well, K-Squared has your back. Simply download a K-Talk, plug in those ear pods, or gather a group of your coworkers and feel better instantly. Well, almost. Each K-Talk covers a specific topic and costs a fraction of what a traditional therapy session would. Feeling stressed by your workload? There's a K-Talk for that. Working with someone who's done you wrong? There's a K-Talk for that. Can't ask for a raise, need a vacation, hate your boss? K-Talk, K-Talk, K-Talk. Just go to ksquaredenterprises.com and purchase the K-Talk that fits your situation. Now back to our show.
Welcome back. All right, Logan, what's our next question?
I work in the IT department at a large not-for-profit, and I love my job. There is just one person who drives me crazy, and that's because he's very difficult to work with. He often fails to complete whatever tasks he's been assigned, and he gets angry when asked about it. Ironically, he approached me the other day and told me that he's job hunting. He asked if I would serve as a reference. We were in the middle of a project, so I said, let me think about it. What do I do?
This is somebody who has no references.
Well, no self-awareness, really, right?
Right.
Probably.
Well, probably.
Run for the hills.
Have you ever been asked... I've been asked that.
I totally have. That's what I was thinking about. I was asked by someone who has issues with chronic lateness and I believe has OCD and so very hard time completing anything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy, what a combination of things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what did you do?
I said, yeah, I don't think I'm the best person to do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Really? And what did the person say?
Oh, but I think you are.
Of course. You're the only one I have left.
You're so nice to me. And you pay attention to me and nobody else does.
And then
you're so nice.
Did they let it go with that?
No. Well, I kind of stuck. I said, you know, ask a few more people. If you have a hard time, you really can't find anyone, you can come back to me. But really, at this point, I don't think I'm the right person for you.
I think I did something similar to that and said, I don't think I'm the right person to... In my position to do this.
Right.
I don't think I'm not credible for you. Yeah, and they said the same thing. Oh, but you're the best. I'm like, no. No. It was very hard.
It is because you also
Because you know
feel,
they have no one else.
And you feel compassion, or you may feel
some people.
Compassion.
In this office, we have too much compassion.
It's true. Yeah, you feel badly for the person, even if you don't like them and they're irritating. And you may also want them to leave. In which case, being a reference could get them out the door.
Right.
Good point.
If you're in a more calculated mode.
I remember feeling pretty appalled that anybody, you know, this person would ask me. And I'm sure, you don't probably feel that strongly. But, I mean, it's sad that somebody would have to stoop in a way to ask people that are inappropriate.
Yeah.
Because they have no other references.
Right. Well, and in some cases there are people who get fired again and again and again and they don't really understand why.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't understand, which was part of what was going on with this individual, mm-hmm. really did not understand why keeping a job was such a problem for them.
Well, you're talking about awareness, right? It's hard when nobody has ever pulled that person to the side and said,
yeah,
you need to change X, Y, Z.
This is the problem, yes.
Nobody's told this person?
I think they've told them you're fired and then given reasons, but they probably never said you've got big problems.
I mean, mm-hmm. I know people that have big problems and they have been told and they just think the people are crazy.
Well, there's another.
You don't understand me. You're the problem, not
right.
me. You're claiming that I'm this, but it's really you. So they point the finger back.
over and over and over again.
Right. And they don't, it does not click for them.
Yeah.
I know one woman who's super, super sensitive, and she thinks that people are just out to get her.
Uh-huh.
And that's not the case at all. What?
Is this the person who asked you to be the reference?
No.
You're just like, no. No, you're just crazy.
No, but I am out to get you. That is a problem. You're right. It's the whole thing is I find so distressing because we want people to win. You know, you want them to succeed. You want them to be able to get a job. And at the same time, you don't want to be false to the employer, right? Because they're going to have a tough time with this individual.
I think it's a terrible position to be put in.
Yeah.
To have to, you know, you probably do want to help this person, you know, get hired. But then you know.
Yeah.
That you had a hand in getting them hired, and then the company's going to have a horrible time with them.
Sure, it's like being an accomplice. It's right, like being an accomplice to a crime.
Well, it's not that bad, but yes, it is similar.
Depending on how terrible that person is, right? It might feel like a crime. How dare you give me a reference when they're terrible?
But you know, the funny thing, now my mind is going to a whole different place, which is often in very large organizations, incompetent or extremely difficult people, they just move them within the company from position to position, right? They don't ever let them go.
You talking about the government?
and
the church? Yes, there are institutions that that will do that, but usually there's a reason for it. There's a reason
for keeping them around.
Right. They have such, you know, high standards. I mean, we were told this by a university once. You could even come in with a gun and you wouldn't get you wouldn't get fired.
What?
It was a state university, and they had very firm firing policies. You really had to document it for quite some time.
That's right.
They couldn't just get rid of anyone because they were state employees.
Union employees. Okay. And in some situations, once someone is hired, it's very hard to unhire them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that and then that to me that breeds incompetence. Not everybody. Some people don't fall for that, but a lot of people do.
Yeah.
They fall and say, "Well, I can't get fired, therefore I'm going to."
Especially if you're contracted. It depends on the kind of contract that they may have with the company.
Yeah.
It's really too bad because I think we all have an individual responsibility to the collective good, but not everybody feels that way. So. Anyway, what was the question? The question is about what do you do if somebody you don't like asks
right.
you to be
as
a reference?
To
you
serve
have to
as a
say
reference.
No. I think you have to say no. The way nicely. Mm-hmm. Say, I don't think I'm the right person because I'm not comfortable being a reference. I've never done it before. I'm not comfortable. I'm not really your boss. I don't think I should. Mm-hmm. I think you have to, you know, you say, let me think about it. And then you can just, I thought about it and I'm not comfortable.
Yeah, I'm not comfortable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, what if they go on and say, well, what do you mean? What are you talking about?
I don't speak good English either, so I kind of think. That's what you say.
Oh, that's what you would say, huh?
All of a sudden.
You gave a bunch of things. You said, what do you mean?
I have idea euphoria. I need more.
Idea euphoria. So you could say, I don't know you that well. No, I'm not your boss. I'm not in a proper position to do it. That you could say. I think you could also say that you don't feel secure in your ability to give a proper reference, which they may not believe, but you can stick to that.
Right. Mm-hmm. What if they then get really mad at you and
act out?
Yeah.
That might be good.
Oh. Because then they won't ask you again.
Yeah. Right. Well, I'm saying that from the, you know, I can get so codependent and want everyone to love me. But what I've learned is if someone who's difficult to work with gets angry when asked about things, if they suddenly get angry at you and turn their back, well, fine. You're not then carrying that person on your shoulders, probably.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They'll freeze you out. It will be very uncomfortable. If you thought you were uncomfortable giving a reference, you will be very uncomfortable not giving the reference. Right. But you have to be willing to ride through it.
I mean, the other option is anybody ever going to really call you?
So you say yes.
Oh.
No. I mean, I'm just throwing that out. But I think that's a mistake because they might.
So you say yes and then give the incorrect information.
My number's 222-111.
I like that. It's like you meet a guy and you don't want to give him your real number. You give the one on the bulletin board for pizza.
That guy might be willing to give a reference and give a good one.
Yeah. I think you just have to say no.
You just have to say no.
Yeah.
And that's what we appreciate about you, Kathy, is that you just get right to the heart of it, which is you say no, keep it simple. Mm-hmm. It's much more difficult to to be hoping that you're never contacted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, this just goes to the bigger picture, mm-hmm. which is develop, you know, while you're developing your career, you're also really looking for great references that you will carry with you for the rest of your life.
Right. We should all be fostering references along the way.
Right. So that's
no matter what.
Bosses or people in positions of authority that will make you look good.
And if someone's hesitant to give you a reference, you might want to stop and ask them why.
Good luck. But you can.
But that could be interesting if you've got very strong nerves.
I mean, I do believe that people who don't have any references and people that don't get along at work usually know that.
Yeah.
Right? Don't they know?
Well, to your point, they may think that they're persecuted or
right.
that no one appreciates them or whatever the case may be.
I think down deep they know.
All right. So
do you?
I don't know. Here's the thing, and that maybe we can talk about this on Thursday. People who are not self-aware, i.e. if they are, it's everyone else's fault mm-hmm. for them, a lot of them really don't have the mechanism to turn inside and say, what am I doing here?
I see. So, okay, so there are people that just don't know.
No self-aware.
It's a design okay. function, yeah.
Yeah. Well, be sure not to hire them. If they don't have references, don't hire them. Really, and it's sad.
Yeah.
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 Well, I think that's it.
That's it.
That's the bottom line on this.
Keep developing your references. Just say no if you don't want to be one. And tweet us your stories and advice about giving or getting job references. Vote for us on Podcast Land. Review us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. And don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.